glad to join you for our last day of the week on our Shift Today Radio Experience. You have decided to decree a thing and declare a thing and to walk upright before God. I know you, even though I don't see you, because I know your heart. You're on this broadcast diligently Monday through Friday with me and my special guest, the Holy Spirit. My name is Nina Roach, and I'm your ministry morning host. And today we're going to be decreeing and declaring what God has said concerning our wealth, but even more importantly, too, what God has said about himself. God has set himself up and set us up while he has set himself up within ourselves. Ooh, that's good. I'm going to say that again. God has set himself up and set himself up within ourselves. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal himself through us, first to us, so that he can reveal himself through us. That's just what he did with Abraham. But I tell you, today we're going to have such a great segment today. You've gotten on at the right place at the right time to join everyday people to challenge your perspectives, be equipped and empowered for today. What is the Holy Spirit saying for today, other than this is the day that he has made, and we will continue together to rejoice and be glad in it? Maybe you may be thinking, I don't want to rejoice, or I don't think there's anything to rejoice about. But I tell you, if you woke up this morning and you looked yourself in the mirror and you found breath in your lungs, that alone is worth just saying, thank you, Father. I am not found this morning in a grave, asleep, awaiting for your second return. Amen. So praise God that you're up, and now that you're up, now what? You might as well shift. You might as well continue to listen and share these perspectives as you are experiencing with us on this Shift Today Radio Experience. You're experiencing God. You're experiencing the Holy Spirit. You're being reminded of what he said, and I believe by your being empowered and equipped, you are now being fully engaged with no more excuses to make a difference in your realm of influence. And that's all about, at the end of the day, who will you look out the window to and say, you know what, I can help. I can step up to the plate. Everybody can do something. We're not called to do everything, because that's what Jesus has done. But there is a place for you in the body of Christ. There is a place for you to be a blessing. There is a place for you to allow the great El Shaddai to manifest himself through you. Amen. So I'm so glad to join you on this Friday morning. We're going to be decreeing and declaring about our finances and what God is saying to us. But before we get started, let's go right in and pray. I'm going to start my prayer off from Proverbs. I like to pray from the prayers of the, not the prayers, but from Bible verses as a launching pad. And then the Holy Spirit just continues to do what he does. You know how the Holy Spirit rolls. But, you know, as I was reading this morning, Proverbs 19, I couldn't help but to go back and see Proverbs 18 from the Message Bible, which is where I'm launching my prayer from. Proverbs 18, verse 10 from the Message Bible. And the verse says, God's name is a place of protection, and good people can run there and be safe. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you that your name is a name of protection. And the good people, none of us are good in and of ourselves, so we can kind of, if our shoulders went up, we can just repress them to go back down, because we know that all good is found first and foremost in you. And because you are good, God, you made us good. May we not hone in and be good and boast upon our good works, because at the end of the day, if those works, Father, weren't done by your Spirit and through your love, Lord God, they are invalid. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, as we come collectively together this morning, as the body of Christ and as everyday people, Lord God, just wanting to experience more of your presence, more of your love, more of your way. We came here this morning to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We came this morning to seek your way of righteousness, your way of being right and expressing yourself all through the word righteously. And I thank you this morning that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for finishing what God had started. And you reminded us all through the scripture that as we clung to you and hung on to every word that you spoke and every word that you demonstrated as you lived before us, and even though we weren't there then, we're just as active now and as if we were there, because your word is living. And we thank you that your word is a vital necessity in each one of our lives, and that it will become the more that others gain wisdom and understanding and shift with us every day. And so, Father, we thank you that you have completed your work through Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of everything that you have given us. And I thank you that everything is found in him, which is the word, which is the seed that we have every single day. We have seeds that we can deposit and have a beautiful garden all around us because of the word of God. And Jesus, thank you now for faithfully praying for us, that our faith would fail not. Thank you that you tore down the veil, that we don't have to wait for something to happen in order for us to enter into boldly and with confidence into our Father's presence, but we all can be on his lap all at the same time and look in his eyes and thank him and kiss him and adore him and love on him, be who he is, not just for what he's doing for us, but just because he is God and he loves us so much and he protects us and watches over us even in the night watch. He keeps us safe in the daytime. He always has his eye upon each one of us, though it's billions of us, because he is our maker. He's the lover of our souls. Oh, Father, we so thank you for just being who you are, never changing, never wavering, never doubting about us or in us and what we have the capacity to do. You even trust us more than we trust ourselves. God, thank you, and thank you, Jesus, for making all of this possible, giving up your 6'1" body, lean and lean and slim, and said that you would go, and you never left your deity, but you held down your dignity, and you humbled yourself and came as the Son of Man to fulfill the purposes of God. Back in the garden, you got back for us with the first Adam lost, and I thank you that we can have a brand new family, live as the new creation in this world in spite of what they're doing in you, and you're praying for us all by faith that our faith would fail not, that we would hold on and have persistent faith, because that's what you're coming back for, that kind of faith. You want us to, you want to see the title deeds for everything that we have, the title deeds to our natural properties, the title deeds to our health. You want to see the title deeds to our wealth. You want to see the title deeds in our marriages, the title deeds to our families, the title deeds to our children. You want to see the title deeds, Lord God, in our businesses, the title deeds in our ministries. You want to make sure to say that we legally obtained everything that we received from you, Jesus. We obtained it through your word. We didn't obtain it through toiling and sleepless nights and tossing and turning and trying to, oh, this word, figure it out. Thank you that we had the promise and we took hold to it. We believed it. We received it. And then we released our faith by saying. And I thank you that we didn't just say it to make our way saved, because that's how we got saved, by saying. But we can say it in our marriages. We can say what you said about them. We can say it in our finances. We release our faith from what we believe, as Jesus said in Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. So today, as we release this broadcast, I'm speaking even by faith, Holy Spirit, as you said, when I open up my mouth, you would fill it, and that you've already done. So continue to do what you do best, master, teacher, counselor, confidant, the one who shows us the way, stands by us, advocates for us, helps us, encourages us, causes us to rest, reveals the knowledge and the truth of our situations and our plans and the purposes that God has already originally intended. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to today's segment of this Shift Today radio experience. You are mighty. You are powerful. And we expect to see your goodness and mercy following us with the favor of God all throughout this day. We are not asking you about Saturday. We haven't gotten there yet. Yesterday is gone, so we're going to choose to forget about what lies behind and we're going to press on to what we have today. And if you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead? You might as well just say amen. And while we're at it, because we're at a high point now, let's just go ahead and release our faith in the spirit realm. Let's build ourselves up before we release this word today about El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough, who satisfies you not only with long life, but he's going to satisfy you with the stuff you want. Because he said he provides your needs, so you might as well start asking for your wants and then let your wants even help you meet those needs. Amen. Yes, we can enjoy the good life. Come on, build yourselves up. Come on, build your spirit up. You're building you up because you are a spirit living in a body with a soul, mind, will, and emotions. You need to be stronger than your soul, than what your mind is telling you, than your emotions are telling you. You're not ruled anymore by your emotions. You're no longer ruled anymore by your thoughts and ideas. You're renewed by the and changed by the word of God. Come on, make yourself strong in the spirit. Release those mysteries and stay spiritually fit. If you never ask the Holy Ghost to fill you, this is the time to do it now. Say, hey, I want that power that belongs to me, and then ask for it. Just say, Jesus, fill me. You died for it, and here I want to receive everything you have, all the benefits. Why leave some of the stuff on the table? Get it all in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, build yourselves up. Come on, stay focused. Who knows? You're releasing that next $1 million idea in your spirit. The Holy Spirit knows all things. You're releasing that answer you're looking for. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for have your way. If you agree with that prayer, pray it in the spirit, say amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Proverbs 19:1 says, better to be poor and honest than a rich person no one can trust. Now, I'm not saying being poor. I'm not giving you permission to be poor or myself a permission to be poor, because that's never been the will of God for you to be poor. He says for poverty, he's giving you wealth. Amen. So today we're going to discover more clearly how we can get the wealth of God and start using words like wealth and riches. Don't get caught up in the world and let them make you look bad, because God wants to make you wealthy. If it never was God, a dream or will to make you wealthy, he never would have put it there. It says, and if we're descendants of Abraham, he says Abraham died at a good old age and he was exceedingly. Now, it'd be one thing in the Bible if it said that he was rich. It says that Abraham, come on now with me this morning, come on church and those everyday people, Abraham was exceedingly rich. Let's read it together. And I'm going to go very quickly to two scriptures. One is in Genesis 13:2. It says, Abram had become very wealthy, and this was their medium of exchange then, in livestock, which we still have today, not livestock, but also in this, in silver and in gold. Well, some people do have livestock because they're live, their stock is live. There it is. Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver, and in gold. Some say he was rich in cattle, rich in silver and in gold, because even just think, people that have farms, they have land, and on those lands they have cattle, and through the cattle they have resources. Amen. So, yeah, Abraham, he says he owned many cattle, sheep and goat, and he had a lot of silver and gold. And so if it never was God's will, when he came into covenant with Abraham, and then what did he tell Abraham? He says, and then the man became, from Genesis 26:13, this is Abraham's son now. So now we're going down to the next generation. Here's Isaac. I remember Isaac was the promise. And it says, I got to read this from another version, because that Genesis 26, so whew, it'll mess you up. Not in a bad way. It's just so powerful that it's so powerful, this particular verse, of especially when you read it in the Message Bible. And I'm going to show you something. Here's one of my decrees that I make literally every day, especially when it comes to finances. I don't make faith finance confessions just because I'm with you on the weekdays. Amen. But it says, in a famine. Sometimes you can be in a famine. And a famine doesn't mean like famine where, you know, the famines like that where they have in the land. But here was a famine. It says, in the land, in Genesis 26, Message Bible, as bad as the famine during the time of Abraham. So in other words, there was a famine during the time of Abraham. There was a famine now during the time of Abraham's son, the promise from Sarah, Isaac. And during this famine, there was this king Abimelech, and the king, he was the king of the Philistines in Gerar. And but God appeared to Isaac just like he appeared to Abraham, and he told him, don't go down to Egypt. So now he's giving him instructions through the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is still moving, even though it doesn't say his name. Amen. God appeared, and he said, don't go down to Egypt. Stay where you are. Stay here in this land. So God will sometimes have you in a place of a famine that you think, why am I here, God? There's nothing here. The people are impoverished. There ain't nobody trying to change. But God is telling you, stay right here, because I'm about to make a move. I'm about to bust a move out right where you are. Because I'm a, did not he do that with Hagar when she had Isaac's brother? Remember Sarah said, Abraham, go get my maidservant, which she was foolish. She, her mind was not renewed. She had not been tended shift or the missus. Amen. She told him, go sleep with my husband because I'm believing for a baby. So in other words, she's trying to intervene on God's stuff through toiling. So and remember, the Bible says anything that you get without the word or without faith, by believing and saying, because faith has to be in two places, or the word has to be in two places for faith to work. There's two sides of a coin. Like imagine a silver coin or a silver bow dollar or anything like that. One side is heads, one side is tails. And that's the way to spend in the United States of America. But in order to spend in the name of Jesus, in the kingdom, we have to have two things in place, the word in our mouths and the word in our hearts. Where's your heart? Not the heart that's beating to keep your physical body alive, but your spirit man. So therefore, it has to be in two places. The word gets in through reading, inclining your ears, not letting it depart from your heart, and put it in your ears and put it before your eyes. Those are your gates and your portals. And as you start to take the word in, which is life, it knows how to be deposited. You don't even have to figure that out. God says, just do your part to put your eyes before, put your ears before, keep hearing it concerning the subjects that you need to get the faith up for, and then you keep listening to it, you keep reading it, and then you release it through saying. But one of those times of saying it, you're not just saying it now to get it in. Now you're saying it from a place of belief, and then therefore that's when I believe we have these suddenly or things, you know, there's a less amount of time before the actual manifestation comes for the things that we're believing for doing this famine. From Genesis 12, God said clearly to Isaac, don't leave this place. Stay where you are. Stay in the land, and I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to bless you. That's one thing God will always tell you in a time of famine. In your darkest moments, he says, don't move. Don't do nothing in the flesh. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to bless you. And then he says, and then I'm going to give you something. Now, anytime somebody gives you something, we already know that that's a gift. That's something that we don't earn. So then he says, then I'm going to give you and your children all these lands. That'd be one thing if he said land, but he said lands with an S. And he says, fulfilling the oath that I swore to your father Abraham, I'm going to make your descendants as many as the stars in the sky and give them all these lands. All the nations of the earth will be a blessing for themselves through your descendants. That's us, you all. And why? Because Abraham obeyed God. Why don't you say, even though Abraham is not in the earth, do you realize that Abraham is a spirit and he is still living and he can still hear us? Why don't we just go ahead and say, thank you, Father Abraham. See, we thank God, but remember, God had a covenant with Father Abraham, the father of faith. There were many other covenants that he had. He had a Noahic covenant where God says, you know what? Because Noah was found righteous. Remember, because God is always after righteousness. What does righteousness mean? It means basically doing what the word of God says, doing what pleases God, doing things the right way. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the way that the man does it without God, he says that leads to destruction. But when you do things according to the word of God, then guess what? You get the blessing of God, and the blessing of God makes you rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. Even as I was reading this morning from Proverbs 19, it also says, verse 8, grow a wise heart, you'll do yourself a favor. Keep a clear head, you'll find a good life. So you can find a good life. You don't have to operate out of stupidity. Hear what I'm telling you this morning, because there's a way that seems right, but you can go the righteous way by your choices, by keeping your eyes before the word. Read it for yourself. So when you get around a person like me, let me confirm what God has already put inside of you. Because a lot of times when you come into these meetings, if you're getting what you're getting on your own and feeding yourself and not allowing the pastor or the teacher or the apostle or the evangelist to always put a bib around you and put the baby spoon in your mouth instead of, no, you putting your own wisdom teeth in every single day, and you put on the apron so you can serve somebody else up something that you have read from the word of God, so that you can continue to let the word that's been manifested in you come through you for somebody else. So because Abraham obeyed God, he says in Genesis 26, my summons, he says, and kept my charge, my commands, my guidelines, my teaching. See, this is all righteousness. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. So basically, Isaac said, now I'm going to demonstrate what I believe that I heard. Now, and remember, God, Isaac is listening to somebody that he's physically not seeing. Like he tells us in John that my sheep hear my voice and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So if you keep following the voice from what you've read, like a lot of people say, I haven't heard the voice of God. Well, if you start reading this book anywhere in these 66 books, read it out loud, you'll hear the voice of God, because God wrote the book. This is still a living book. So if you open up your mouth, you might not have heard the rhema word of God, but you can hear the living word of God every day. I've been talking to you. He's been talking to you this whole time, just like Jesus told him. He says, can you not see that all this time that I have been among you, that God has been among you? So God is among you this morning on this Shift Today radio experience. And Isaac obeyed a voice that he didn't hear. God gave him instructions. So Isaac stayed in the Gerar, as it says in Genesis 28 from the Message Bible. It says, then the man of the place questioned him about his wife. So out of fear, he got afraid. He lied, did the same exact sin, the iniquity, as his father Abraham. Abraham lied about Sarah to the king and almost got the dude up. The head was swiped off, and this whole household with a plague, because God told him, though, no matter what, because God will even speak, says, you better not touch Sarah. You touch Sarah, it ain't going to be right for you. And it was the same thing that went the same way God had to speak on the behalf of Isaac, because he got in fear. So sometimes, just because things are moving and progressing, you got to know that fear will still try to come up, but you got to deal with the fear. One thing about fear, it ain't going to stop coming, because you decree it and declare it, and because you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When it does come, you just check fear out of your life. Check it out of your soul. Remind fear that you have no more relationships with it. That was from your old kingdom that you've been translated out of, because now you're in the new kingdom of God. Amen. So then one day after that, there being quite a long time, Abimelech, he came and he looked out his window. He saw Isaac fondling with Rebekah, and basically God spoke to him like he spoke to Abraham back then. And then what does it say? Nevertheless, then Abimelech gave orders to his people, anyone who does so much as lay hands on this man or his wife dies. And he knew that because God got it. So now Abimelech, the king of Philistine, he had to remind them and say, don't touch her. And that's what God tells your enemy every day at your job. He tells your enemy every day, and even in the church. You got people that come to the church. They don't have the righteous motives. Hey, hear what I'm telling you. But I guarantee you, God is speaking to them, say, whatever you do, you better not touch her. You better not touch him. You better not lay your hand on them, because then what's going to happen? I'm getting ready to inflict some stuff on you, and God is not going to do it, but he's going to allow the enemy who lied to them to tell them to try to touch you. Hear what I'm telling you. You better stand in your covenant, right? But nevertheless, from Genesis 26, 12 to 15, from the Message Bible, says Isaac planted crops in the land, and he took in a huge harvest. See, that's something that I stand on, because I'm always sowing, and I'm sowing in the areas that I also want to reap. I'm sowing in good ground. Hear what I'm telling you. So even when you sow, it's Shift Today Ministries, or as a legacy partner, you're sowing in good ground. Why aren't you getting the word? Can't you respond to the word? Aren't you hearing from God? So now respond to God, even in the natural, with your seed. Seed is also the word. Of seed is also finances. Isaac planted crops in that land, and what did he reap in that land? Check it out. Even during the time of a famine. So even in your times, I remember times when there was a famine in my marriage, and I'm just transparently speaking. You know how I roll as a lead pastor, because I don't never want you to think that I've arrived, but you don't have a living, working model before you in this time in our generation. And there was a famine at one time in my marriage, and God told me, he said, you be the first responder. You sow the seeds that you want in your marriage, and your husband will respond. And I'm a living witness to tell you, of 31 years of marriage, it has not been easy. But I tell you, my latter days look so much greater than my former, because I obeyed the voice of a spirit that I have never seen, but I know his voice. And he told me, you be the first responder in this famished marriage. And then guess what? I sold what I wanted out of my marriage, and guess what? I'm still reaping. We had a wonderful date night at the movies last night as to go see the comedy. But hear what I'm telling you today. And then it says, and then God blessed him. And then it says, and the man got richer and richer. So when God blesses you, when people say God ain't about prosperity and he ain't, look, you showed them right here in Genesis 26, 12, 15, in the Message Bible, that the God blessed him, and the man, it didn't say he got poorer and poorer by the day until he didn't have nothing left. It says God blessed him, the Most High God, El Shaddai, the more than enough God blessed him. And the man, Isaac, the descendant of Abraham, like us, the descendant of Abraham, got richer and richer by the day. Say this in the name of Jesus. I am going to continue to sow in good ground. And I believe that I receive a huge harvest. Why? Say it to yourself. Why? Because God has blessed me, past tense, because he has through Jesus over 2,000 years ago. And I am getting richer and richer by the day until I become very wealthy. See, there it is right there. There's your declaration. Anytime. So that's how you release your faith. So now you've heard what the word is saying. Now you put your mouth to it to decree and to declare it. Amen. And as you continue to say what God has said, you can take in what God has for you, because it's already set up for you. But God is teaching us how to make the withdrawals. Even from Proverbs 18:15, the Message Bible says, wise men and women are always learning, always listening for fresh insights. In other words, fresh revelation. And that's what you're getting when you come on here. Even from the TPT, the Passion Translation, it says, the spiritually hungry. I know for me, I'm hungry every day. I don't never want to say, oh, I've had enough and I'm full. I'm full after I feed myself from the word. Hear what I'm telling you. But after that, I want to be hungry every day. I don't never want to let my well grow dry and I'm in a famine spiritually. It's one thing if you're in a famine naturally, but not spiritually. It's no way. The spiritually hungry are always ready to learn more, for their hearts are engaged. Here it is. This is you and me. New truths. And this is the will of God. He says, beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you are continually enjoying good health, just as your soul is prospering. So that tells me right there, when our soul is not prospering, we will not prosper financially. So it's up to you to get your mind renewed of what the word says concerning that. Whatever the Bible says, before you approach it, is what I mentioned to them on Wednesday, before you approach the word and even open up the book, just stop and pray and just say, God, whatever you say in this book, I believe it, and it settles it. Which means if my mind wants to waver and if it wants to challenge me and say, well, why is this and why is it not happening now and how come this and how come that, you put that mind in check and you take those thoughts captive, as he said in 2 Corinthians 10:5, and you bring them into subjection and into obedience of the word of God. You tell that thought, say, hey, come on, since you want to be here, let me renew you and agree with this word, because you are going to do what this word says. And because your soul and your body is a baby and your spirit is the commander, your spirit is the king connected to the Holy Ghost, guess what? It's going to obey. But sometimes, just like kids, we have to give it a little more reinforcement. I know for me, I used to have to give my kids some reinforcement by putting a little belt to their butts, where sometimes it's putting a belt to your mind so that your mind can be transformed and your mind can be renewed, amen, by the word of God. So you release your faith by saying something, even for your finances. But before you say something, you have to see something. So you got to go fishing and find the promises of God, of what he has said for your finances. And that's why sometimes I'm not going to always do your work for you. Why? Because this is your walk and it's going to be your wealth that you're going to see. I'm going to lead you to the well, but I'm not going to help you unless you something's wrong. Other than that, I'm not going to help you get in the well, and you're fully capacitated to get in the well and get all the instructions of what God has for you. Amen? So faith for finances by saying, faith for finances by seeing it in the word. Then after, before you see it, after you see it, you got to decide a thing. You got to decide it, and then you decree it. Well, so you got to see it first. You got to believe what you see. You got to settle it in your soul, and then you release your faith in your finances by saying what God has said. Let's say this: Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my finances. My God has provided all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I decree and I declare that no weapon that is formed against my finances shall prosper. My God is the source of my supply. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want for any material or any spiritual thing. I own it all. He says that in Psalms 115:16. You notice I've been on that scripture. My Father is able to make all grace, which means his ability to get results, abound towards me, so that I have all sufficiency in all things, at all times, that I may abound in every good work. That's why the Lord's making you healthy, wealthy and healthy. I refuse the suggestions of fear and anxiousness by saying, see, that's why he says in Matthew, take no thought saying. And if you're going to take the thought that you want to see manifested. Don't take a thought from the devil where he's mastering over it, because he can't get legally in until you take the thought by saying. In Matthew 6, he says, take no thought saying. And if you're going to take a thought, take the word of God saying. I refuse the suggestion of fear and anxiousness saying, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? Or what shall I wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and my heavenly Father knows that I need them all. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or my children, or I begging for bread. I have been taught and mentored by the Holy Spirit to get results by seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's why your memory is so important. Say, my memory is blessed. That's what he says in Proverbs 10:7. Because God says, put me in remembrance of my word. But also you got to remember the God who's telling you to put him in remembrance of his word. Remember God when you're in a time and you're struggling or something you need to overcome. Remember God. And all these things, come on and say it with me, will be added with me. The young lions suffer want and hunger. But for me, who seeks the Lord, lacks no good thing. I keep my life free from the love of money. People say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. It's the love of it. God doesn't want manna, you to be controlled by mammon. Mammon is a spirit. It's controlled by Satan. He wants you to be controlled by love and use the money for the purposes that it was intended. And choose to be content with all that I have. For the Holy Spirit reminds me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. For my God knows the plans that he has for me, plans for my welfare and not for evil. And that doesn't mean to be on welfare. Plans to give me a hope and a future. And this hope that I have is not deferred because I walk by faith and not by my senses. God is my refuge and my strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. I honor the Lord with my wealth and with the first fruits of all my increase. My bank accounts are filled with plenty. You're calling those things that be not as though they are. I have plenty of money and investments that are in store. I also give, and with the same measure I use it, it will be returned to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will it be put back into my lap. I am getting richer and richer by the day, and I am blessed to be a blessing in all the days of my life. This is God's will for me. Jesus is my high priest, and praying now that all will go well with me and that I may be in good health as it is going well with my soul. I will remember the Lord, for it is he alone who gives me power to get wealth. And he may confirm and establish his covenant that he swore to my fathers. They're talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As it is this day, I have the blessing of the Lord that has truly made me rich, past tense, and added no sorrow to it. I have today the blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ, that I might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I will never be ashamed of the blessing of the Lord upon my life. In fact, I will embrace it and show the world that my God is good. In the name of Jesus, I believe it, I will it, I have it. I thank you, Holy Spirit, and I share the wealth. In Jesus' name, I seal my declarations of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can imagine, decree, ask, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing in my finances, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Holy Spirit is sustaining my body, my soul, my spirit, and my wealth. To the Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory. Come on, if hallelujah is the highest praise, let's say it together. Hallelujah. Praise God for the King of Kings. Praise God for El Shaddai. Praise God for the invisible God, the immortal God, the wise God, the God that wants to be glorified in his servants through our wealth in the name of Jesus. Praise God that our days of lack are over. Praise God that we can ask our Father for our wants in the name of Jesus. If hallelujah is the highest praise, just say it, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Legacy Partners and Shift the Day Ministry, local partners, for making this mission possible. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance today and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Continue to release your faith by saying, what God has said about your finances and your wealth and your soul and your family or whatever it is. Remember, faith is released through words. In Jesus' name, I love you. God bless you, and continue to shift all throughout the weekend. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning for our next Shift Today radio experience. In Jesus' name, amen.